WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that's heaven for ya.
Freud showed that humans are not masters in their own house, but to some degree, we are ruled in an unruly way by unconscious forces outside of our awareness.
You feel it in your head. You feel it in your head. Death.
So I think of these notions of the afterlife, which are produced by societies, and only recently by individuals, after all, as kinds of mirrors in which a society takes stock of itself and asks itself, what is the most important thing about ourselves? And so I think that that is a very important thing to realize. As to whether any one or another of a particular portraits of the afterlife is true, they tell us one thing or another, and they all have to be believed with a grain of salt. But the strange thing about fiction is that you can believe it entirely. In fact, you have to believe Hamlet entirely in order to understand what the play is about. So my feeling is that history always tells lies, but since this is fiction, we can safely believe it.
Lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for tuning in to WMFO in Medford. And thank you for tuning in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. As we celebrated the 30th birthday of my brother and sister set of cats, originally born Corey and Claire, along with no doubt some other litter mates. On May 29th, 1996, and some 2 months later, when Ritsuko and I adopted them, they became Miso and Shiitake. Bukert. Yeah, look up Miso Bukert, look up Shiitake Bukert in your favorite search engine. And there's only one of each. Only ever were one of each. Our final set began with our featured artist, Cat Stevens, and Wild Word. And then we heard from Ladytron, Black Cat, from their Velo Sefero album. And then it was Negative Land, a section of their It's All in Your Head performance live at the Middle East in Cambridge, recorded by Chuck Yu. That was The Afterlife Contemplating Heaven. And then the Charlie Hayden Quartet West, the piece from their Haunted Heart album, The Long Goodbye. And I've been teasing you the whole sonic montage with little bits from Andrew and his cat magnet invention. And there was that full public service message for you. We're concluding the music in this slightly extended version of Tears of the Gods with Tangerine Dream. This is The Big Sleep in Search of Hades, overlaid with A Morning at New Hope, Pennsylvania, recorded by Irv Tybell decades ago. So don't forget to wake up early enough in the morning on Saturday, June 6th, to tune in WMFO Live Day 2026, starting at 9 a.m. And no matter what, if you're under the influence of anything that impacts your abilities, don't operate a motorized vehicle, because people get killed that way. My final public service message for you this Friday evening. So, as promised, I'm going to play for you Birthday Dinner, and then we'll move on to some Rick Deckard Automation. Tide you over until the next live DJ.
Okay, Miso, what time is it?
That's right, it's dinner time. Your last dinner is an 18-year-old cat. You're gonna be a 19-year-old cat in just a few hours.
So this is Robin with a Y. Then we're going to hear some Nina Verace, The Strokes, Rochelle Jordan. Rochelle Jordan, right? That's like Neurochelle. Okay, I'm saying it better now. Rochelle Jordan. And then, on top of Rush's Natural Science, well, 20 seconds of it, we'll hear the greatest physicist who never won a Nobel Prize, Freeman Dyson. Although he's a little bit of a crackpot. A little bit. He won the Templeton Prize for, like, religious thinking. In any case, a final thank you for tuning in this evening.
Dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Dried fruit!
just wanna birth a good amount. All these sons, I watch them run around. All that time was something I allowed while I chill. They hope I'm heading out here forever. And yes, it's going down. See me around town, they switching up.
There he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
tired. We had walked and we had scrambled through the moors and through the briars, through the endless blue meanders in the blue August moon.
Thank you. I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day. Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Like stardust. Not lately, no sin made here, yeah. so dear. I just want you on my phone right now. I just wanna hear mine. Cause I know what you like, boy.
Listen to the blues. There's nothing sacred.